Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast.
And welcome to another scary episode of 5 More Minutes, which will be a little bit more than 5 minutes, actually, because today we'll be talking about our favorite ghost stories, or ghost stories, or maybe not our favorite ghost stories, but something about ghost stories.
Real life ghost stories.
Real life ghost stories.
It's the Gamerheads Halloween special.
And we're joined by Robert Workman as well. So welcome, Robert.
Thanks.
He's like, do I really want to be here?
I'm trying to get over the laugh, you know.
So yeah, we'll talk about our favorite or real life ghost stories, I guess. So Robert, since you're a guest, we'll start with you. We're not gonna have a timer because yeah, this is gonna be longer than 5 minutes, but we'll start with you. Do you have a ghost story that you like telling that happened to you, or that you know, or that you like sharing?
Sure. I've got one here. All right, so let's see. There's this guy. He's walking home at night from a friend's house, right?
Pitch this is a true darkness. Story. This is a true story.
Sure, it can be.
Okay.
That means no.
Yeah. And he begins walking and everything, and he walks by a graveyard at night. And as he's walking by, he starts to hear whispers. He starts to hear whispers in his ear, and he looks around. He's like, wait a minute, who's whispering? What's going on? And then all of a sudden, he sees a ghostly figure in a business suit. He's like, who are you? And he still hears more whispers. He can't make out what the guy's saying. And suddenly the guy starts moving forward toward him. He's like, get away from me. And he starts running. And then he continues to hear the whispers. And it's starting to haunt him. And it's everything. And he turns around and the guy in the business suit is still there. He's like, oh my God, what are you doing? And he starts really freaking out. He starts running like crazy. And he trips over something. And he falls to the ground. And the guy in the business suit is still there. He's like, God, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And the guy in business suit comes up to him. He's like, I'm with Esquire, and Nintendo 64 is the greatest console of all time.
That is really the scary. End.
What a yes. The end. The end. That's it. That's the story. It could be true. It could be true.
It could be.
Esquire staff is pretty ghostly. I don't know.
That was scary.
On a tale of 1 to 10, Blue, how scared are you right now?
47.
There you go. Effective. Hey, it just reminds me, like, I don't know, that like there was this one episode of MXC, and they were like doing, it was like a hip-hop versus horror, and it was like the story of Count Dracula, and this dude was snapping a chopstick with his butt. I don't know if you ever saw that one, Blue.
Oh, totally. I saw them all.
Yeah. Dracula, it's me, Van Helsing. Just anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. I said I'd give an MXC shout out, and
you did, and you have fulfilled your promise.
Be like.
Right you are, Ken.
Is that really your ghost story?
Yes, sure. We'll call it a ghost story. Anyway, on to you.
Okay, well,
who's next? Who could top that? Yeah, who can top that piece?
And that is our end of the show. Go, guys, thank you so much. Blue, do you have a ghost? Do you have a ghost story?
Kind of.
Wow, that took a turn.
It's not scary, though. It's kind of sappy.
Oh.
So...
Sappy ghost story.
I know. That killed the mood. Okay, so...
Is it about a tree?
It is not about a tree.
Sorry, go ahead.
When I was 15, my grandmother was very sick with cancer, and we all knew that she was going to pass away at any moment. So I was a freshman at that time, and I was sitting in my biology class. It was like around 1:15 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden... I felt like time stopped, basically. Like I was looking around and everything was in slow motion. And I was just like so very aware of like everything in the room and everything around me. And then after a few moments, the feeling went away. And I was just like, that was weird. What the heck? Am I like hallucinating or something? What was going on? But so I finished out the school day. I went home. And my dad pulls me aside and he tells me that my grandmother passed away. And I was like, really? What time? He said it was 1:15.
Oh. That's kind of creepy.
Wow.
I don't, yeah. It was, wow. It was interesting.
Yeah. That's a sad story too.
That's a sad story. But I mean, my interpretation of what happened, and everybody can feel free to think I'm crazy. I think she stopped by to say goodbye to me.
Hmm. That's nice. Were you close to your grandmother?
I was actually not. She was, I mean, I loved her, of course, but I was just becoming to the age where I think I could have really gotten to know her as a person instead of just like as a little kid knows their grandparents.
Yeah.
So I was just becoming that age when she passed away. So I don't, I feel like I was really close to her in that sense, but.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah. Not scary. Sorry, everyone.
Well, I mean, it's true supernatural. Story. The true story. That's, mm-hmm. So is the Esquire one.
Totally true. That happened on the way home yesterday. It was
that guy follows me everywhere.
Mike, do you have a ghost story?
If you think that's something, what do you see my pick for favorite Star Wars movie?
Oh. Oh, that's scary.
That's scary.
Back in 2001, my parents bought a lake house, or just like, you know, like a cottage, a lakefront cottage, and they bought it from the family of a man who had died in there. So
why would you do that?
Because it was cheaper than normal. Well, it's not like they didn't say like, hey, this guy died in here. It's for sale. You know, it's just like, you know, I mean, it was a small town, old community, that's common. That was a common thing that happened. I mean, not super common. It wasn't going, it wasn't happening every day, but, I digress. So we get there the first time I go there, we're bringing all the stuff in, and I go into this one room, and, I just had a real uneasy feeling when I was in this room, this small bedroom. It's just, I didn't feel right. I don't know. But then I chalked it up to my love of horror movies. So I'm like, okay, it's a new house. You know, I know somebody had died in it, and it's, you know, whatever, it is what it is. So a few months later, I'm at the lake with my wife. We weren't married. We were just engaged at the time. So it was just she and I there. And, we decided to sleep in that room. And the room, I chalked it up to, I'm like, it's because I don't believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in ghosts. I was like,
no,
you know,
but you love horror movies. You should.
But I love
better.
Horror movies. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the room has two twin beds. It has one that's against the wall and the door is right next to it. And there's one that's against the window, which is across the room.
Wait. So you each slept in your own twin bed? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, we weren't going to share a twin bed. What's the matter? I got the Jimmy legs, you know.
Jimmy legs.
So anyway, now that you completely destroyed the atmosphere that I built,
was there other rooms you could have picked? I just don't get this.
What? Let him finish. Let him know how it went horribly wrong.
Okay, this is already horribly wrong.
Because it adds context to what.
Okay. Okay. What's happening. All right.
Just all right. Let me finish before you make fun of me.
All right.
So I'm sitting in the bed that's furthest from the door.
Okay.
And I am I'm taking out my contacts, and all of a sudden the light shuts off, and I say, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to take out my contacts. And I look up, and she's not there. So I stand up, and the light switch was all the way down. So it's not like there was an issue. Like, that switch went down. So I flipped it back on, and I peek my head out, and I call her. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she was in the bathroom the whole time. So I'm like, why'd you turn the light off? She's like, I didn't turn the light off. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's really weird. And I'm like, I have no idea what could have caused that. Old, you know, that light switch to flip into the down position. And then, you know, of course, I told my parents about it, and I said, oh, just so you know, the house is haunted. A few years later, my sister and her her fiance went up for a weekend, stayed in the same room, and while they were sleeping, the television in the living room kept turning on.
What?
And this is not like a smart TV where you can set a timer for it to turn on at a certain time. No, like it kept turning on. And my brother-in-law actually went out and had to unplug it.
Oh my God.
And
then it turned on anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another time my mom told me that she was in the room and she heard somebody calling her in the dining room, and it sounded like her friend who also owned a cottage on the lake. And so she walked out and she's like, hey, what's going on? And there was nobody there. Her friend was outside just, you know, chatting with her husband. So there's been some really odd things that's happened at this cottage and with that room in particular. So as someone like me, who's like, I'm like, no, I won't believe it until I see it. It was pretty spooky.
Yeah, that's really scary. Do you believe in ghosts now?
I you know what, I don't know, I waffle.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Waffle with those Jimmy legs.
Yeah. For myself, should I tell which story should I tell, Mike? Should I tell the hotel one or
the? Yeah,
I think you should tell them both, and you should still move.
Well, yeah. Well, which one? Well, I mean, the one with the pilot. Should I tell that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pilot, okay. And the elevator.
Okay, the elevator and the pilot. Okay, so I'll tell the elevator one first. So I stayed at the Seelbach Hotel, which is supposed to be one of the most haunted places in America. And
again, we're going to question the intelligence of everybody on this show if they keep going out of their way despite red flags.
I know. Well, in and apparently the seventh floor is the most haunted, and we would not stay on the seventh floor. That is one floor we won't stay on. But they have tours.
Oh, like, well, in that case.
Yeah. Well, but the company I worked for, that was, you know, that was the hotel they put you up in. It was for free. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay there. It was like, you know, just a couple blocks from where I needed to go. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. So anyway, so they have tours of ghost stories there, or ghost stories too. And people that stay there do have stories. Like, there's a lot of stories. If you look up the Seelbach Hotel, you'll find ghost stories there all the time about the Seelbach. Mine in particular, there's a woman that died in that hotel during the 1930s. Her and her husband were split up, and they were trying to get back together, and they decided to meet at the Seelbach Hotel, and her husband died on the way to the Seelbach Hotel in a car accident. And she was so distraught about this that she threw herself down the elevator shaft. This is the story goes. And then she died. And apparently she really did die. I mean, she did fall down the elevator shaft and die. And died. And since then, people have said that they've seen the ghost of her, the woman in blue, they call her, because she's wearing like this blue dress and she falls down the elevator shaft. Anyway, so years later, obviously, jump ahead to 2009, 10 or so. My friends and I, my other coworkers and I, were staying at the Seelbach, and I said to them, hey, do you guys want to see if we can get the ghost of Patricia to show up? And I was really into watching some of those ghost stories, you know, like the ghost hunter stories. And so we go to the basement of this hotel, and I said to them, so there's about five of us, and I said, you know, one way to get a ghost to show up apparently is to get them like agitated, to get their spirit like agitated. So my friend proceeds to say, Patricia, your husband never loved you. He's not coming back. He's never coming back. He's gone, blah, blah, blah. And we hear a scream, a blood curling scream falling in the elevator shaft, like from the elevator shaft area. It's this woman screaming, ah, and she falls. And we all looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, what just happened? And then my friend's phone buzzed, rang, and it kind of broke the tension. And then he looked at it and he said, nobody called me. My phone just buzzed. And we got all freaked out. We ran into our rooms and we lied to ourselves. Then I slept with the lights on all night. I could not sleep that night.
Oh, that's foolproof. The ghost will never get you with the lights on after you pissed it off on purpose.
I know. What was I thinking? And then I went down to the hotel, the front desk, and I said, hey, I just want to let you know that we had an experience. And I told them, and they're like, they just went pale white. So they were kind of freaked out by it. That was probably the scariest thing that I've ever experienced. The other one that you guys always want me to tell is at our house where we had, when we first moved into this house, my daughter who was 2.5, almost three, no, she was 3 at the time. She would tell me about how this guy was walking down the stairs in our house and he was wearing a pilot's outfit and he was telling her about flying and flying a plane and stuff like that. And I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just an imaginary story. And then I was talking to some of my coworkers and they're like, oh yeah, the Sentry pilot, he died, but he used to live in that house. And I was like, wait, what? So maybe she saw him. I'm not quite sure, but that always freaks me out for sure. Like as I say this in basement of my house right now.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you should you should move ideally, but I mean, if you're gonna stay, get rid of your TV at least.
Yeah. You know, just move somewhere where people didn't die.
And there's lots of places where people haven't died. You know, yeah, it's right. Not that difficult.
No, like Hawaii, maybe. I don't know. but I'm just saying, maybe don't channel them either. You know,
no, it's no, like, I'm not
kidding. We're in a haunted house. What do you want to do? Oh, I know. Here's a demon book. Let's channel.
It looks like great? It's made from the skin of a dead guy. It's got a face on the front. If I read what's inside, what could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
If I say it aloud in a creepy voice, I'm sure nothing will happen.
Well, I mean, okay, so the one that, you know, the hotel one, I mean, come on. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't think I didn't believe in ghosts, so I didn't think anything was going to happen. And that was probably, yeah, that was the moment that I said, maybe there might be something here, because I couldn't explain that. There's also one last thing I'll just say. There's a restaurant in my hometown, my town now. It's not my hometown, but my town now. It's called the Cottage Cafe. And that was a house that was converted into a restaurant. And during the early 2000s, it was a restaurant, and the owners had to shut it down because they couldn't keep help because plates were flying off the shelves, just flying at people. And apparently, because they served alcohol there, the pastor that lived in the house at the turn of the century was pissed that his house was turned into a restaurant that was selling alcohol, and he would throw plates at people, at workers, and the help quit, and they're like, well, we can't keep this place running because of it. So they shut down, and it was bought by these two sisters who are paranormal scientists and they're ghost hunters. They're ghost hunters. and I, you know, when I go in there, I ask them, can you tell me a story? Like, oh yeah, then we had a ghost in here the other day. They're fine with us being here because we don't serve alcohol, but they're like made it to like a bakery slash like little like cafe. And they said, yeah, they're friendly to us. They don't really care because we don't serve alcohol. But I always want to go in there with like a flask of alcohol.
And just
like,
hide it somewhere, yeah, hide it in the ceiling.
Exactly. It's just, see what happens. I don't know. Am I a bad person? Maybe. But anyway, those are my ghost stories. So listeners, if you have some ghost stories that you want to share with us, seeing that it's Halloween, you can do so. You can send us a tweet at GamerHeadsPC. You can send us email info@GamerHeadsPodcast.com. You can go to our website at GamerHeadsPodcast.com as well. And you can leave us any kind of ghost stories that you want to share with us, and would share those with other people. So, all right. I know that was more than 5 minutes, but it was a great Halloween episode, I guess. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Bye. Happy Halloween.